Welcome to Markets Now. I'm Michelle Rook, along with John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. Well, as we push through the mid-session, we're seeing livestock kind of try to push higher, and the grains are still mostly lower, except for a few of the wheat contracts. Soybean meals also come back, and John, it looked like maybe just a little profit-taking here to start the day today in the grains after what's been a pretty good rally the last couple of days.
Yeah, I think that was the tone with the weekend definitely coming at us here, that we just saw some money move back out of the sidelines, take some wins, especially after the way things have performed after Monday's difficult start to this week. So, you know, we'll see how things kind of finish out in this area. Again, we're watching some demand news, maybe start picking up a little bit here. Weekly export sales were pretty solid yesterday, especially on the soybean side. In a window, we typically see it starting to fade out a little bit, and as we get to those South American beans. So that just keeps us encouraged that this market's got some at least front-term support underneath it. You know, one thing we like to watch are those spreads, and they've been working hard here with the bull spreads kicking in, with the front months leading the back months to the high side.
Yeah. I want to ask you specifically about soybeans. So it was critical to get back above the $15 mark in beans, but soybean meal, we had a weekly reversal 2 weeks ago. Have we negated that yet? And how important is this soybean meal strength here in keeping this market going?
Yeah, the soybean meal market's a pretty good indicator, probably some of the things going on in South America and the demand for meal and what the crushers are trying to do down there to meet some of the demands they normally have. You know, we haven't taken out that high yet from last week. At the beginning of that reversal, we're kind of maybe going to back test that. We'll see here. There's a lot of money flow into that soybean meal market, but it has been impressive and holding in there. We had a couple of rough days in here, and it's kind of snapped right back off those. Even today was a little bit softer and starting to catch a bit now again, you know, here at the midday time frame. So, again, that meal market is going to be probably the driver, at least in terms of soybean demand or soybean strength here in the front end, just because of what we're seeing and the demand for that meal because of the tighter Argentina supply.
Yeah. And what do you think about Argentina? We've had these rains. We took a little weather premium out, and you look at the crop ratings from the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange, and those did improve some, but we've kind of done some damage that's irreversible at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more about maybe the fact the crop might stabilize here, some of those later planted beans, if the weather continues to be friendly, you know, we'll at least stabilize that, you know, those downside adjustments that we've been seeing. You know, again, we've lost some bushels there, and that is, you know, definitely going to be noted. We're not going to get those back, and that's what's coming into play in that meal market and some of the, you know, internal demand that's brewing in South America between Argentina and Brazil with the beans that are being harvested there. But again, if those rains continue, you know, that'll again help out those later beans. It seems like right now we got some moisture through the weekend, and then things might dry out a little bit again here too. And that's some of the reason we brought a little bit of weather premium back in as the week went on this week.
So wheat market has come a long ways off of the lows that we scored on Monday, including contract lows in Chicago, unfortunately. What's your sense of that market as far as, are we putting a bottom in, and has this been just short covering in terms of this rally, or has there been some risk premium we've been putting in?
You know, we're watching a little bit here in terms of the weather models coming through. We got a pretty good shot of cold air coming down. I think that's put some premium into that KC wheat market here this week. You know, just a fear again of winter kill. You know, typically we try to kill the winter wheat crop a couple times during the time frame. You know, the other side of it, you know, pretty big low there on Monday. We've snapped off that fairly nicely. Now we're fighting through some resistance. You know, it's a market that's been heavily oversold. It's also holding a real, you know, the premium over corn, which is extremely narrow here on a historical level. You know, maybe we're going to see some spreads starting to work that, you know, wheat market higher versus corn. So we'll have to kind of watch. The biggest thing is still export demand news. We need to see our bushels moving. You know, the USDA attaché to Australia gave predicted a third consecutive bumper crop there today with increased exports. You know, so we continue to get news like that just makes us nervous about where this wheat market can get to. But maybe here we get a little bit of premium, especially off that low for Monday.
So corn market, is corn just a follower here of wheat or soybeans at this point, or crude oil even for that matter? Or is there more to this rally that we've had this week?
Well, we're in the window where our export numbers need to start shining here. And, you know, yesterday's export sales numbers around a little over 900,000 ton was good, but not where we needed to be. We probably need that over 1 million tons a week here just to kind of get things caught up to that level. But maybe there's a little bit of optimism there. We still got a fairly good cash market at the same time. You know, so when you see those bull spreads kicking out, you got, you know, March over May or March, you know, the front months towards the back month, December, you know, we've seen some really good movement there. And that's just maybe an indicator that demand is kind of picking up a little bit in this window. You know, so that gives us some support. Don't know how far we can run this, at least this time frame. I mean, I do have some targets a little bit higher up, but just a little cautious that if we start getting too pricey, you know, that demand can slow down again, and we need to keep these bushels moving. So right now, maybe we're at the top of a range here, and maybe going to work a little bit more of a sideways fashion until we get some clearer demand news maybe later in the spring.
Yeah, kind of a tug of war between supply and demand there keeps that market sideways. And as you and I speak, we've had corn now pushed back to the plus side by a little over a penny. So pretty quiet session there. Cattle market, what do you think there? Obviously, we were disappointed about cash trade yesterday, and that kind of hurt the market. But we're back to the plus side today. And talk about, you know, what's driving that.
You know, obviously cash trade, we want to see that continue to firm up. We don't have a lot of trade this week, but the indications are steady to slot softer in some of the bids. And February is going to stay pretty tied to where the cash market is here, especially as we get closer to first notice day on that contract. You know, biggest thing I'm watching with the cattle side too, what's going on with retail values? They've been on the decline here over the last couple of weeks. You know, maybe we're going to work to a winter low there before we start talking about grilling demand. That keeps this market limited. You know, then we got to really watch. We got cattle inventory numbers coming out next week, and that's going to show a fairly tight supply of cattle again. You know, so that's just going to keep this market supported overall. Maybe we're in a sideways, you know, grind a little lower, but still well supported. You know, the market is still in an uptrend overall, just because of the supply. You know, feeders probably reacting a little bit more to what's going on in the grain markets today. Having a little stability in corn is at least bringing some buyers back in, given that tighter supply number.
Yeah. And hogs, we did score a bit of a reversal yesterday, and the back months at least are trying to build on that. How encouraged are you by that? What are you watching to signal that the bottom is finally in?
Well, that was a pretty significant low yesterday. We kind of broke to the bottom side, washed out any of the week longs that we're in, and turned this thing over for a $3 plus rally off the lows. Now we're getting some follow through today. To me, it still comes down to the fundamentals. In the last couple of years, we bottomed out the cash index in the December-January window. We did trade higher for the first time yesterday. We are forecast to be a little higher again today. So maybe we're hitting that index low, and that could, you know, get that cash market moving. To me, for any sustained rally in hogs, we need to see the fundamentals, the retail values and the cash market start responding to go with the value in the market overall. Again, we still got a pretty good premium over that cash market. So we need that cash market to start catching up to the futures.
Yeah, that's February's problem today, obviously, but hopefully the back months can keep going. Thanks so much for joining us, John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing, and that's Markets Now.